Happy Monday. Yeah, it's the final Monday of November, and it's going to rain and rain and rain all day. But again, Margaret, if you're going to get back to work after a holiday break, a little vacation there, well, it's not too bad to look outside and see you're not missing a bright, sunny 70-degree day in Bloomington. That's usually not the case this time of year. 52 today is as warm as we're going to get. Rain is going to be with us most of the day, most of the evening, and most of tonight as well. Chance of an inch by the time it's all said and done.
Oh, my.
Not the end of the world, as we haven't seen a ton of rain in November. We have had 1.4 inches. We're supposed to get 3.8. So we've been ahead every other month in 2016. And again, this is just, we're fulfilling the quotas, essentially, what we're doing today. So just know it is 100%. If you look at the radar, it doesn't look like you're going to get much relief of it at any time. That's today. Tomorrow, 62 and 47. How about that for a high and low? Not bad at all. It's only going to be 46 tonight. The average high this time of year is 48. So our low temperature is
right in there,
hovering right around where our average high needs to be. Mm-hmm. Only a 10% chance of rain on Tuesday. Wednesday, a 20% chance, 52 and 35, your highs and lows. And then we welcome December on Thursday. Temperatures dropping below average to kick off the 12th and final month. 45 on Thursday, 44 on Friday, 44 on Saturday, and showers and 45 on Sunday. There's two words I didn't mention in there, snow.
Yay.
Or snow.
Yay.
So at least we'll get off to a flying. We haven't had any snow yet, have we? I haven't missed any of it. I didn't think I saw any.
We got a couple of flakes, I'm thinking.
That doesn't count.
Yeah.
No. You let me know when we're shoveling and I got to.
When I was gone, I think, is when.
When I got to read the school closings and delays. We got to get that all tuned up here sooner than later. But we haven't had to worry about any of that yet. 40s as we open December is fine. I think gets people in the holiday mood when it's a little cooler than opposed to 62. I don't think we're going to argue about the 62, Margaret, but this will feel a little bit more seasonable when we turn for home at the weekend. Updated forecast, live radar. You can find it all at WGCLradio.com. And on Monday morning, we talked to our good friend Jeff Baldwin a couple Mondays ago, and we were going to get caught up with him today to see how everything was going for his big event tomorrow night. Jeff, are you with us?
I'm here. How are you guys?
Happy holidays.
You as well?
So are you doing, did you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, I hope?
We did. We had our eldest daughter in from Texas and enjoyed a great Thanksgiving on Thursday. Went to Kalamazoo on Friday as a Western Michigan grad. We're awfully excited about
football,
how their football team is doing. Yes, so 12-0, and a lot of fun there. So enjoyed a great weekend. It was just a lot of fun. So hopefully you guys did as well.
We did. We gave thanks. Ate too much. Drank too much. You know, Thanksgiving.
And I moved too much stuff.
That's right. Margaret was probably one of the few that worked out all Thanksgiving. The rest of us.
I bet. With that move. Yeah.
There's a number of sore muscles I could discuss, but will not bore you.
No, I bet.
No, first of all,
happy for you and your new location.
Thank you. I'm very excited about it. But you also have some really great news about your new location.
And when we talked to Jeff a couple weeks ago, we're trying to help him out with his Smart Girls, Strong Women program. That's going to be tomorrow night at the Boys and Girls Club, 311 South Lincoln Street. But
December the 1st, isn't it?
I'm looking at Thursday
Eve. Yep.
Yeah.
Thursday.
I was going to say I'm real familiar with December the 1st, and I knew that was.
Well, I'm looking at my calendar, and
I
looked at the top, not the bottom. December. But here's the point, Jeff. You either we helped you too much, or you snoozed and you lost. You're sold out.
Yeah, it's sold out. It's amazing. And so tickled to death with that. That's the response has been tremendous. People are very excited about it. If you're somebody out there who's hearing this that it's sold out and you were planning on going and you're like, oh, my gosh, I've got to get there to that, do give us a call.
There's
There are some folks who, you know, maybe they purchased a table and they let us know, hey, I could only find six people at my table. You're free to, you know, sell a couple seats at my table, kind of thing. So those options are out there. Just give us a call, let us know, and we'll see what we can do to work you in. But excited to have a full house on Thursday night.
Now, Thursday night is going to be the – again, great thing. It's just like going to a golf scramble. They'll find room for you. We'll get you a chair.
Yeah, no doubt.
We'll ask someone to scoot over at their table, and we'll get you in there if you need to be there. That's the exciting part. So we wanted to let people know that that is a possibility. But, Jeff, if you're going to sell out all these events, are you going to have to move this into a bigger space down the road?
Well, I'll tell you, it would be sweet. And when we get that new Crestmont Club up there off of 11th Street, we'll be excited to have some very large events in that gym. So we'll be looking forward to that in about a year. So yes, that would be
exciting.
Terrific.
Now, how much more square footage will you have at the new Crestmont once that gets built?
Well, many people are familiar with the Lincoln Street Club. Been there since the early '60s, at least for us. But that facility is 17,000 square feet, and this new Crestmont Club will be 20,000 square feet. So,
amazing.
Yep, just that much bigger and ready to meet the needs of the kids in the Crestmont neighborhood.
Now, let's just get people a little lathered up here. Who are they going to miss on Thursday, and who's doing your food? Give us a little rundown of it, because, again, we might still be able to fit one or two in there.
We might be able to fit. And you know, you were talking about showing up. Boy, I would really ask people, if you really do want to see, do give us a call. It would be a tight squeeze for walk-ins. So if you're really seriously interested, boy, we'd love for you to give us a call. So yes, we've got Sherry Dunbar. Kruzan is going to be our moderator for the panel discussion that will take place. Jenny Vaughn, Ivy Tech Chancellor, will be our MC for the night and our auctioneer as well. We'll have Lori McRobbie on the panel. We'll have Mae Cassidy on the panel, as well as Joni Crean. And then finally, our Youth of the Year, Gracie Turner, will be sitting on the panel to answer the questions that Sherry presents to them.
And coming up on Thursday night, you've got great sponsorships helping you out with this. What am I eating? Let's get to the important things here. What are we eating?
You know, I'll tell you, as big as our team has gotten, that part of it, I don't know.
You've left that to the folks to put together, and mm-hmm. You've had some great help throughout the community over the years and that as well. But the event is sold out. But if you need some help, you need to call Jeff Baldwin, and do not wait till the last minute. They should be able to help you in. But, Jeff, this event is not your only one annually. You have plenty of other ways people can get involved and help you out. If you can't make this one, well, you've got events down the future as well. And what else is happening in December where people can get involved down at the club?
Well, certainly, you know, this is that time of year when people really do start to think a little more community-minded folk. You know, they start thinking about other folks in the community and how they
tomorrow
might be
able to help. Is Giving
right.
Tuesday,
That's
people.
Right.
Go give some scholarships down at the Boys and Girls Clubs if you can't make the dinner.
It's so unbelievably reasonable. How can they help you?
Well, gosh, it is easy as go to the website. Great opportunities to give there. Help sponsor a kid for an entire year. That might be a great way to look at the way of giving. You know, it's $20 a year to be a Boys and Girls Club member. Actual cost is around $600 per child to serve them. Still a bargain.
Let me do the math for people, because people aren't very good at math, and I'm one of them. If you send Baldwin a check for $20, that puts a kid through. If you send a neighbor, a niece, a nephew, whatever it could be, down to the Boys and Girls Club with $20, they go all year long?
All year long. That's exactly
all
right.
All year.
And then
all year. And we provide that transportation from the local schools to the club, a great snack, safe environment. And then it's the tutoring help, and it's the karate club, and it's the chemistry club, and the chess club.
Archery.
The archery
computers.
Programs. All part.
So
all
Margaret,
part of what we do.
If Margaret, you go down there at a $100 bill, and you say, hey, I want to sponsor five kids, Baldwin can help you out with that.
That's
absolutely
right.
What a great gift that is.
That is. That's amazing. Now, Jeff, I don't know when you guys did this, because I guess probably I've not been keeping up with it, but I went on my phone today, and I went to bgcbloomington.com. The mobile site is wonderful.
Good.
It's so easy to navigate. It's so simple. Look, if you go there and you go to the homepage of this, right there, it's It says click to call you, click to email you, click to donate. It doesn't get easier, folks. Good. All you do is just put this into your phone, and you are right there. You can sign up for their email list. You can donate. You can do all this stuff. It'll take you moments.
That's wonderful to hear. A lot of smarter people than I taking care of all that good stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's beautiful. It's super readable. It's to the point. There isn't an easier way to take care of this than what I'm seeing here right now.
And you see the sold out button on there too. That's always good.
And I'm telling you that donate button is set there for you folks tomorrow, and we hope you will help the Boys and Girls Club.
On Giving Tuesday.
Yes,
Giving
exactly.
Tuesday. But you know what? Jeff's not picky. You can give on Monday. You can give on Wednesday. You can give
Thursday
on Thursday
or Friday.
And tomorrow night's menu, salad by Lenny, spinach lasagna, roasted vegetables by Board and Blade, desserts by Underground Cupcakes, and hot chai tea by Adahai Chai. And that's who's going to help you out on all of that. Again,
all locally owned businesses as well, which is great.
Yeah, Lenny Darren, the gang helping out as well. That's always good stuff on that. And as we roll down December, kicking off 2017, the big eyes are going to be on the Crestmont side of town because you're trying to get some shovels in, get that project up and rolling, right?
Yeah, so excited about that. Yes, we were hoping last week to break ground. Didn't happen.
That's a holiday week. Come on, that's not happening.
Yeah, what's that?
It's a holiday week last week. That wasn't happening.
Exactly. But we'll, throughout the next year, you'll see a lot of activity over there with all that building going on. And about this time next year, we'll be up and running and welcoming so many more kids than we have in the past in that community. So super excited about that.
And if you want, when the second building is done, you're going to have two clubs. People can pick which club they go to. This is not like a school district, right?
Well, it's a little bit regional. Yep, we do try to direct kids in one way or another. This club in particular, the Crestmont Club, will be a very much a neighborhood club.
Okay.
We love the idea that kids will be able to walk to it and walk home from it. So it'll be great for that. But, we haven't finalized all the details in regards to where, we'll try to direct some kids. I know for the most part we're moving kids from schools to club sites, and predominantly kids are heading to the Lincoln Street Club at this point, obviously because the Crestmont Club is only in a small duplex apartment. But when it does open up, we may find ourselves utilizing that space for other kids as well.
Curiosity killed the cat, right? Everybody's going to want to see that brand new baby.
And you're also going to be updating the Lincoln Street Club too, right?
Yeah, so as soon as we're done with that project, with the Crestmont Club, we'll be turning our attention to Lincoln Street and giving it a complete renovation. Some people who are driving by now might be going, well, I see a lot of work going on the front of that building. And that's just we're fortunate to receive funding through the City of Bloomington and their Community Development Block Grant process, and went ahead and doing some work on the front porch and on the facade of that building to bring it back up to the level of quality that it needs to be. So that it does look like there's a lot going on, but it's just that front porch area.
And Jeff, if people are interested in helping your cause, if they are interested in donating, the easiest way to do so is the website.
That's the good way. If you're a capital campaign person, if you're out there and you're going, wow, I've heard about this and I would really like to be a part of that capital campaign, and you'd like to sit down with me and talk a little bit about that, that would be my honor and pleasure. So looking forward to having some folks reach out that way as well.
Excellent. And you can call 812-332-5311. Remember, Giving Tuesday is a catchy holiday. You can always help out the Boys and Girls Club regardless of the day of the week. Smart Girl, Strong Woman sold out for Thursday, December 1st. But if you got to be there, I would suggest calling Mr. Baldwin.
Yep.
He might be able to sneak you in.
Give us a call.
In the back door. All right, stay dry, stay warm.
You too.
If we don't talk to you here in the next month, happy everything that goes with it.
You as well.
I hope your event on Thursday is amazing. I'm so sorry I'm not going to be there, but I have a few other things on my plate. But I expect a full report.
That's right. And we'll hear all about it.
Outstanding.
Hey, great job as always. Happy holidays, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Bye-bye.